Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Now I'm checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads. Explain it to me right now.
No.
Are we recording?
I explained this to you in the text conversation already. We already talked about this.
I told you why it bothers me. I feel like it's valid. She should go onto her bird's nest and cacao
and perch. I just don't understand.
And hibernate and fly south. And stay south because it's well into the wintertime.
I just want everyone to keep the same energy when men do the same things.
What?
I don't think a man is ever going to
write a book. You know of any books that men be like, yo, man, her pussy was wide set. And then they got paid.
Have you ever listened to Wouldn't Get Far by The Game? We had this whole conversation.
That's one song.
Wouldn't Get Far.
That's not his whole career. Her whole
Mike,
shit.
How many rappers get on songs and name drop people that they
And fight? That's a small percentage of their library.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
No, I'm
are
not.
Are you crazy? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Give me a rapper. Give me a rapper where that consists of most of their discography.
It's not a matter of it being most of women. This is one book. She only put out one book. That's not her whole entire life.
So you think she's going on a run?
She might write another book. She might start on a television show. She might have a radio show.
About what?
Who knows?
About,
but this is one.
About celebrity man.
It's only one thing she did.
It's going to be about dick, though.
It's going to be about celebrity cop.
I literally hate you. What? I don't want to talk about Britney.
What could she write about that makes you want to go, ooh, I'm going to hit that?
Let me hear Britney Renner's take on this.
Let me pay my hard earned money. I'll wait. You want to hear her? Want to get her cookbook?
Don't laugh at him.
You want to get her book of haikus? Want the Britney Renner poetry book?
You're fucked up.
Britney Renner poetry
men do,
slam.
Men do the same thing. I just want the same energy when men do the same thing. That's all. They do the same thing all the time. Niggas not writing books, but they do the same thing.
Niggas aren't writing books because niggas have cool.
They do the same things when they go up niggas. To the Breakfast Club and they sit with Charlamagne or they be out with their niggas and they be telling all that shit. Yes, they do. They do the same thing.
Sure
they get on their tracks. They do the same shit. A$AP Rocky got on the song and said he nutted in fucking Rita Ora's mouth and eye. He said it explicitly on
that was
a
little
song.
Wild.
That's great.
He said it explicitly on a
sure.
song.
Phenomenal. Grammy Award winner. You should. It was one track. He didn't make a whole album about the real word nut hour. She made a whole book.
And she didn't even put people's names in the book. She just
Oh, you gonna sell me that horse shit, Nadira? I was fucking Wayne Lil. Who could it possibly be? So I was messing with a famous rapper from Canada. Hey, bitch, you ain't say her name, but I know you're talking about Drake, you whore. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, shit, yes. Welcome
Mike.
To Not That Serious Podcast.
Word. So, yeah, welcome to Not That Serious the Podcast, everybody. You already know what it is. It's Big Mike.
LZ.
And we have a special guest with us, our esteemed guest, our bestest lady friend.
Yes.
One of seven women I respect.
What?
I think he said that before, though.
Last time it was nine. It's went down. It's been a long year.
Excuse me?
We're in the fourth quarter. Shit changes.
Shit gets deep.
You are the the seven women you respect?
Seven. Rough estimate. Yeah, one of seven.
Did you even say my name? Or did you just
nah, we're getting there.
Yeah, no, we didn't. Hold on, y'all. We're recording.
I'm sorry. Right. We got people in the background.
No, but y'all good though. Just let y'all know. Y'all can still like.
Y'all can like get y'all laughing, but just be like. No, I mean. So yeah, we got another full house. We're in the basement. Yeah. It's Thanksgiving Day, and we haven't introduced our guests because we got off tangent. We have Nadira here.
Yes. Hi.
You know what I'm saying?
Yay!
You know
what I'm saying?
Yay! Ooh. We tore her away. Mm-hmm.
Tore me away from what?
Tore her away from beating her one of her roommates' asses.
Save her roommate's
no,
life.
Not from beating her ass. I just want her to pay the rent.
Yeah. Sometimes I want to go off on people like that. That was a good way to go off on somebody, like with facts and like
y'all.
I need that.
She played that. Us a 30-minute clip of
you
her.
Not so. I just said don't tell them that I recorded it.
30-minute clip of MTV Jams.
Yeah,
we were watching some videos.
Yo,
on MTV Jams. Remember MTV Jams? MTV Jams was the jam. But yeah, yo, shout out to her situation. I hope it gets better.
It's not going.
Hope
to.
It doesn't end in blood.
It's not going to end in blood.
I hope not. Because you were very passionate when you were talking about it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of fists going into the other hand.
A lot of
like, yo, if you don't get due on the first,
guys,
my nigga,
she didn't.
It's due on the first.
She didn't pay the rent, but she went to Europe. Like that just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's.
And that's not the first time she's done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
I mean, yeah, it's just some people just don't have the priorities straight.
Some people are just disrespectful and don't respect other people. And when they're homeless, then they'll get it.
Have y'all ever had a bad roommate in college?
Not bad. Mm. No, his only thing was he my first roommate was white. That's not the reason why he was mad.
I feel like everybody that went to a PWI, your first roommate is white.
Mine wasn't.
Mine was.
Yeah, really? Mine was.
Yeah. All three of mine were. I was the only black person in the.
I forget where. I think she was Vietnamese, Filipino.
I went from a white roommate
to
a Egyptian roommate, and then it was the rest of just my boys.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
So. The white woman, he played lacrosse, and my only thing with him is that he would get pussy, so he would always be out of the room, so that was great for me, who didn't get pussy at the time. I was in the room.
More
he
time
was out.
To, more time to beat your meat.
More time to look at...
All right!
Booty Talk 99. I went through the entire 80s and 90s the late works. A lot of Roxy Reynolds was consumed. No, I will say what. This is so wild.
What?
Because you know how freshman dorms. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, in most cases, freshman dorms, you keep your door open.
Yeah.
So what I was doing is I kept my door open. I forgot I was playing Madden or playing something on 2K, something on the Xbox, PlayStation, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And I had forgot that I was watching porn on my phone.
Oh.
That I had porn playing on my phone next to me on my bed.
Like that was your soundtrack or something?
Wait, can I ask y'all a question? Do like people do this? Like they play porn like while they're just like chilling with their friends? Like is that a thing?
I don't do that. I don't like that.
Like I'm with the homies like, yo, let's watch some.
Like, yo, well, y'all
I was
seen
on
this?
Instagram the other day and I was just scrolling down and like some dude posted his friend like playing like music, and I feel like they're in the same room. He's like playing on a keyboard, but then there's like porn in the background. I was like, "Is this what?"
That's a message. They're trying to send a message.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, nigga, where's the meat?
I don't. I never watch porn with like other people. That's little.
Nah, I only watch porn with people I'm trying to like imitate the shit with badly.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were like playing a game and you turned porn on?
I don't know. I don't know what that sequence of events was. But porn was playing.
Yeah.
In my phone next to my bed.
While you were playing Xbox.
And then I guess I was playing Xbox. While I was watching TV, I just left the porn alone. But I didn't bother to close it and kept it playing. Maybe I wanted to get back to it. I wanted to take a break. Lord knows what my head was.
Mm.
I was a freshman in college. Mm. So these two white girls come in. They start to just chit-chat. They're like, hey, Mike. And then I'm like, yeah, what's up? Then I'm like, ew! damn! And then I look, it's a gaping ass. I see Cherokee just giving it up. Reverse cowgirl. I'm like, ooh.
Getting plowed.
Yeah, she's getting reamed.
What is wrong with you?
She's getting reamed like Dunder Mifflin paper. This is bad. I'm like, I was like, home button.
Double tap, swipe up. So, how y'all doing?
So, the calf?
The calf? Calf?
Oh,
calf.
My God. That's so...
But my first
did
roommate,
they talk to you after that?
Yeah, it was cool. But yeah, my first roommate, he just was a lacrosse player. He just had his stink equipment like that. That would be a problem sometimes. Yeah. Other than that, he was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then my second roommate was a godsend because he was never home. He would leave on Thursday.
Yeah.
Would not come back till Sunday or Monday every week because he worked at home. Wow. It was.
That's lit. So you live by yourself?
Pretty much.
That's lit.
And then that semester he was with me, he was pledging, so he was never in the room.
Oh, that's lit.
So it was great. Yeah. I was like, it was great. I think he was pledging. What the fuck was he pledging? Like, Pike? Yeah, Pike.
Oh.
Bless
his heart.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was my
I had all, like, my freshman year, all three, it was on the quad, so it was two in one room, two in the other. Everybody was white except for me. They were all cool, though.
Yeah, that's
so they
good.
They were all clean. None of them were dirty. But my roommate in particular, this motherfucker, he took mad showers, but I swear he only had like five shirts. And he always washed those five shirts. He had like two pair of jeans. He had the bare minimum.
Oh, no. And all he did.
Don't feel sad for him. I'm pretty sure he had bread. Some little Jewish kid. And, all he did was smoke weed and sell. He used to sell out of our room and shit, too.
Wow.
Like. So, like, he was, like, trapping. But he used to smoke all his weed that he got. And that's all he did. He used to, like, he used to open up his dresser, and it was just a bong in there. That was it. There was no shirts hanging up. It was that
no
where
books.
He kept his bong in there, and that was all that was in there. And on the right side is where he kept his five shirts. And then he was there for the first semester, and then the second semester he... transferred out. I think he just dropped out. So I had a room by myself.
That's lit.
Yeah, it was cool. But
I knew some wild ass white boys in college, man.
Duh.
Yeah,
white people be bugging in college.
I knew some
bug
wild white
fuck
people.
Yeah,
maybe.
I knew this one white boy's name. I ain't gonna say his name.
I'm gonna say don't say his name.
I'm just gonna say white boy.
Mm-hmm.
White boy number two.
Mm-hmm.
He was selling weed. Mm-hmm. And he just invented this ingenious way to smoke weed in the room. Well, I guess he made, you know, those spoof things.
Oh, when you take the toilet paper roll and stuff it with the.
You do what?
You take the little cardboard toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like when you run a toilet paper, you stuff it with the dryer sheets.
Dryer lint
sheets. Yeah, my roommates do that.
And then
you
would blow it through like the he'll. So this process was.
Mm-hmm.
Our rooms were set up where you had a shower.
Right. Yeah.
You would have a shower, and then, you know, you turn the shower, have the steam on and all that shit, blase, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the shower would be going, and then the steam would pick up, and then you're smoking, right?
Yep.
Now, he would have the spoof, but the spoof was just basically a toilet tissue roll, paper towel roll, mm-hmm. that little tube part. You stuff it with dryer sheets, and then when you smoke... You blow through that.
And it smells good.
And it smells good. It
smells really good.
And then
he
took it a step further. He would blow the smoke through the spoof up to the vent. So, like, but it wouldn't smell at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it smelled great. It smelled better than when we went in.
Yeah, my roommates do that, too.
But
it definitely smelled
better.
But
he still got caught, though.
What happened to him?
I think somebody snitched on him.
Did he get arrested?
No, what happened was, you know how the CAs do rounds where they do like room checks?
Yeah.
They saw like some kind of paraphernalia.
Yeah.
And then when they see the paraphernalia, they have the right to go to the cops.
Yeah.
They had the option, they don't have to, but I guess this CA, this RA was like, I'm
That's
a snitch.
Nice. Yeah.
And the cops, they tore his shit down. Aww. And I remember coming from class one day and I just see white boy in Tim's and his shirt and his jeans. Cuffed up. I'm like, damn, son, they got my boy.
Yeah.
Got his ass up out of there. I think he's good now, though, last time I saw him on Facebook.
Yeah. Now, people were getting busted in my school, too, on some bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why I was never really much of a smoker.
Yeah.
It's a high risk for me.
That's so risky.
Jail's not dangerous for me, so.
Yeah, especially when you want to sell. When that's your problem. Yeah. When you start selling weed.
Yeah.
People will let you cook when you smoke, like, there'll be more, but when you have a lot
of when you're in a plug?
When you're in a plug.
That's not cool.
They gotta take you down, plimp.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how was your Thanksgiving? How was because it is Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, we're recording Thanksgiving night.
We all have the itis. I am so full right now, bro.
Still so full.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Stuffed. I can't eat no more.
Man.
What I'll eat again. What y'all? You gonna eat again?
Yeah.
Where?
Gonna go home.
Well, damn. Did you have like a vegetarian or a
why
vegan?
Does everyone think?
Did you have a vegan Thanksgiving?
No, I didn't.
They're eating cauliflower,
cauliflower
wings and shit.
This.
It's all cauliflower based.
I had turkey.
Soy based okay, ham. Like,
honestly,
no ham.
Oh yeah,
no,
that's right. That's halal. I'm sorry.
You don't eat swine.
No swine. Yeah, no. I had a regular Thanksgiving like y'all.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is your whole family Muslim?
No.
You're just Muslim.
My dad's side is.
So your father is.
He's like kind of in between, kind of.
Okay, because I was wondering. Because I'd be like
his brother. They all like. They're like stricter with like stuff.
Cause I'll be wondering, cause like I know your little sisters.
Yeah.
Cause they went to my camp. I'm like, this is a Christian camp. What is?
Yeah.
I'm like, they just.
One of them did Ramadan this year though. Like, she fasted and everything.
That's what's up.
And prayed five times a day. Yeah.
And I ain't gonna put your sisters down here, but I seen one of them at work and it was lit.
I
was like,
oh,
I
ain't you there. She's like, yeah,
all right,
give me my nuggets, keep playing.
Yeah.
I'm there all the time.
So
of course.
I'm like, all right now.
Oh, my God.
But,
wait, what y'all have? Well, you had regular Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
You had turkey, collard greens.
Yep, sweet potatoes.
Macaroni and cheese.
Stuffing,
candy,
right?
Yes.
Stuffing is disgusting.
Stuffing is banging.
Stuffing is nasty.
Stuffing is banging.
Look at this child.
School.
Look at this
Let's look
child.
Around the room. Do niggas eat stuffing in here?
Yeah, stuffing is bad.
Blair, no. Veronica?
Yeah.
E?
No.
Stuffing is good. Somebody not making
but
it.
But
right.
E, ain't you African?
No, he's Jamaican.
Yeah, that don't count. My God, boy, don't want no damn stuffing. We are fine. We don't stuff. What your stuff what? You gonna stuff me? Eh? You gonna stuff me with all your butts and all things, huh?
What the?
Why you have to say
what?
That?
Yeah. What? It's Jamaican.
Why
you have
to
can't. Say that? You can't. Yo, you can't.
Yeah, you can't talk. Yeah.
You can't speak the Jamaican patois without one homophobic slur.
That's
niggas
not
are
cool.
Super homophobic.
Come on, Mike.
It is what it is.
Come on, Mike.
Niggas are very homophobic.
They are.
But everybody likes
that's what it is.
Niggas let it slide though.
Them niggas don't eat pussy, so you already know they backwards. I'm sorry, yo.
What?
Me not do that.
You said it's a lie.
Yeah.
Where did this conversation just end up? I'm sorry.
I heard that a while ago.
I heard they really don't.
Jamaican niggas
so,
just.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
But.
You don't live that.
I don't do that. I do, personally.
Yeah.
I don't fit the stereotype.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yo, so you. Like hold on. So you eat pussy?
You perpetuate negative
you eat butt?
Stereotypes.
Hello?
I'm in a room full of children. I'm in a room full of children.
Didn't we have this conversation last time?
I'm in a room
well,
full of children.
Wait, hold on, real quick. That was Ethan from.
I have ate the boot.
Okay. How was it? Did it taste like nickels?
It didn't taste like nickels because she was clean.
Okay. I mean, you can still be clean.
Yeah, that's the tartness.
But when you look at the booty, though,
it's the iron levels.
Like, look at it. Like, do you inspect it as you.
Like, look in it?
Why am I sitting in the middle of
it? I stare at it like we about to box. Now we have boxers staring at each other.
Like, in the middle of the ring.
On the promo seat.
Tap gloves.
Holyfield versus Tyson. Mike versus Spinkter. Going at it tonight.
Cannot.
Live on pay-per-view.
One's gonna stink and one's gonna wink.
I didn't dare you with the record. You got your butt ate, nigga.
Thanks. We used to be. We said that before.
Yeah, she, when you deflect, that means yes.
I'm not a part of this conversation at all.
Yeah. Mm. It's okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, but my Thanksgiving was great.
Yeah, we were talking about what we ate.
Real quick, that's Ethan from Box Down Radio. Check that out.
Y'all Apple Podcast yet? Apple Podcast, SoundCloud.
Word.
All of that. We definitely gonna collab with them soon. And y'all recorded at Blue Light recently, right? Shout out to Blue Light.
Blue Light's dope, ain't it?
It's dope.
Yeah.
We not there today. Yeah, Jamie.
Jamie's the fucking man.
That's the man.
Shout out to Jamie at Blue Light.
Yeah, shout out to them. But yeah, my Thanksgiving was good. I had macaroni and cheese, turkey, all of that. Stuffing is nasty. I don't eat that. But I eat everything else.
Gotta grow up. I've had all that stuff too, and stuffing.
Yeah.
I love
macaroni and cheese.
My sister came through with the fire cookie she made. She's really good. She's really good at baking, I've seen.
That's good.
She's coming.
She's a little piehead. Pieheads can bake.
Yeah.
Because she's a little stoner.
First thing I asked, she was like, yeah, I got cookies. I was like, they got weed in them? I had to ask.
You gotta ask, yeah.
I can't just take baked goods from you before I be on the moon somewhere. I had to ask.
Yeah. Wondering why you got three hands and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, it's Tuesday when it's Friday.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. But so since it's Thanksgiving, do y'all do Black Friday shopping? Have y'all ever done it?
I have before. I went to Walmart earlier.
Today?
Yeah.
They had their deals and stuff now?
Yeah, it was a little crazy in there. Some people fighting.
Oh, I saw that. What are they fighting about, you know?
Like, fist fighting?
They were about to. They didn't, like, actually fight, but they were just, like, I don't know if they ran into each other or they were walking down the aisle, but the lady was like, I beat your ass right here. And then they just started going back and forth. And
you
the
guy was like, Walmart?
Just go. Of course, Burlington Walmart. I hate Walmart.
Walmart is the bottom of society.
Yeah, it's the armpit.
It's like
it's the armpit.
It's the armpit.
Sucks.
It's the anus. It's the anus.
It's all of that.
Yeah.
It's the stinky behind the ear.
The earring back.
The earring side. It's the earring back of the world.
So earring backs have a distinct smell.
Oh man.
And I don't know what the fuck it is.
I don't know why.
Is there scientific research on that?
I don't know. But let's
on earring back smell.
I want to know what's up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because nothing else on my body smells like it.
You know what also really stinks?
What?
When you have an any belly button and you go digging in there.
Ooh.
Try it out.
I have any.
What?
Hey, man.
Goes and digs in there? What?
Hey, man.
You've done. Never mind.
I have an any, but I've never liked it.
But I've never dug inside my belly button.
Anybody in this room have an Audi? No. Nobody has an Audi? All right, good. Nobody's fucking weird. That screws me the fuck out.
That's weird.
Circumcised Audi. Fucking weirdo.
Fucking goof.
Haven't talked about anything yet.
Haven't talked about it.
Just brings it out of us. We miss her so much.
Exactly.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Remember we were supposed to do our Kanye bracket?
Oh, yeah.
That fell apart, bro.
First of all, that episode was horrible.
It was
because the sound got all fucked up.
All right, 2019, this is a goal for this podcast. Mm-hmm. We are going to figure out remote guests.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to figure that shit out. One way or another, we are going
also,
to make
that work.
Also,
y'all are going to go to New York like y'all were supposed to months ago.
Sure.
Still
yeah, we'll do that.
Came.
We'll do
yeah.
that.
Once, yes. Yeah, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. Once I get a car, because I don't feel... Elsie's always driving, and I feel bad. So,
bro, shout out to me for getting a new car.
Hey,
man, don't get in car accidents.
Yeah, man.
Worst shit fault, ever.
And no, it wasn't my fault. But it's the whole process of getting a new car is just very annoying. And then, like, especially the way it happened, and it's just
out of nowhere too.
Right? Yeah, very random. I just got the shit, so it kind of fucked me up. But I'm good.
Put you back mobile again.
You know what I'm saying?
We out here.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we are going to figure out remote guests because we got a lot of dope people we want to talk to, but it's just nobody always wants to come link up. It's hard.
Yeah.
So we can set up a way where they're on a phone. I'm going to figure out. I kind of have an idea about it. But it's the cost and the equipment needed to make those things happen.
Yeah.
But I promise you guys that I'm working on it.
Sorry.
And then once that happens, nigga, we're going to be off the motherfucking rails.
Yeah, y'all. Because
it's
going to
be dope guest after dope guest after dope guest.
Crazy, get all our connections.
We'll be uninhibited.
Yeah. Or we can just start up a fake-ass GoFundMe like the people from Township. You heard about them niggas?
Mm-hmm.
And they got I think we talked about this during the summertime because what happened was...
But they finally got charged.
They got charged for this shit. So there was a dude... Well, they tried to claim that there was a homeless man and he gave like his last $20. Hold on, y'all. There's like a homeless man and he gave like his last $20 to some girl who was on like the freeway because like her, she ran out of gas. So she tried to say that, oh, let's set up a GoFundMe for this man because he gave the last $20.
Trying to be fake kind.
Trying to be fake nice. So they made $400,000.
Way more money than she ever had hoped and dreamed of.
So then the homeless man turns back and he's like,
that's when the white greed set in.
Yeah. So he was like, I don't have, you know, they didn't give me any of the money and and it's all gone and this and that and this and that. And then after that, you know, they're trying to pin it on those two people, like, where'd all the money go? So then they're finally like, oh, everybody was in on it. So they found out the homeless man was in on it.
The homeless man was in on it.
The girl was in on it. Everybody's in on it.
So the homeless man wasn't homeless?
The homeless man, apparently he wasn't homeless. It was just a big-ass mess.
What?
And now, on top of all of that, all the money is gone. They spent all of it. They went on vacations, bought new cars. All of this shit is all gone. And now the newest thing I heard was the girl was trying to blame it on the husband.
What?
Trying to pin it on him, like, oh, it's wild. Was telling me to do all this, and
it's wild.
Yeah, they're getting some years, man.
What?
Yeah.
The homeless man was in on the shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all three of them in police custody.
Homeless. It's crazy.
Yeah. How can you confirm any of this shit? Like, honestly,
you can't.
So now that forced GoFundMe to kind of look back into all of their.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
you
know, like
cases. Yeah, because people, you gotta think like it happens all the time. There's no way it obviously. Doesn't. There's no way it doesn't. It's just the first time that it's been like national news, and like somebody's really getting caught. So
that's
you gotta be bold to do that shit.
You do.
Though. That's you gotta be heartless to take money like that
from people under a false pretense of like
yeah
some shit like that. That's.
Yeah,
that's a different kind of person to do that.
But I have heard of homeless people acting homeless. I've seen like professional homeless people. You ever seen that?
What?
I've heard of that too.
Yeah. Professional?
Yeah, people act homeless. Like they'll like go out and just beg for money, and that's all they do.
I always give homeless people money too. Cause you I just do? Feel so bad. I try to. I don't carry cash, but as often as like I feel like I'm supposed to. But whenever I have cash on me, like I give people money. Nah. Just because like. Being homeless, like, I don't know, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah, it definitely is something that
especially
I would
New
never
York, like,
yeah, it's rough.
They really be homeless.
Especially on a night like tonight, it's freezing.
It's freezing. So, it'd be so cold outside.
And you know, not everybody's in a shelter tonight. No. You know, it's just not realistic. Somebody's not in a shelter somewhere. Yeah. So, yeah, that does suck. But I personally, I don't give money to homeless people anymore. I used to. But
why not?
I don't know because
niggas be lying, bro.
Yeah, like people be lying.
I ain't gonna front, like niggas be lying.
Yeah, people be lying, and then you never know what they're gonna use it on. I guess money. Like obviously it's none of my business what they use it on. But at the same time,
it is all of your business because you're giving them your money.
Yeah.
I have a lady that's like always in front of like the corner store, like by my building, and I always whenever she's there, I buy her food.
Really? That's nice.
Because I just like she's not standing outside in the cold for no reason, you know, like. Like, I feel like at a certain point, like, you can't be fake, you know?
Yeah.
I don't ever think people are faking. And what? It's $2? Like, I'm going to miss $2.
That's true. Right.
That's true.
Right. Hmm. We all ball like
but
you.
But somebody.
We're not rich like you.
We all ball.
Booking shows for Michelle Obama.
I'm not booking a show for Michelle Obama. You know. You're funny.
Yo, make sure y'all add Nadia's premium Snapchat, too, man.
Yeah, facts. Add that. She be on there wildin'.
What premium Snapchat? Wait, what? Premium. I don't have Snapchat. What are you talking about?
Add her premium Snapchat.
Yeah, Nadia got the premium snap. She be on there bugging.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm so confused. What are y'all talking about? I'm so lost. What are y'all talking about?
Add her premium snap. Add her cam soda.
Don't like porn stars have premium Snapchat? We're not fucking in the same category. Yeah, what are you talking about?
She got OnlyFans.
But they're sex workers and should be respected as
no, they should. But I don't have one of those.
Yeah, we're going to make the deal OnlyFans.com.
What is this?
Cam soda.
Would you do that if you didn't have to show your face, though?
Would I do what?
Would like, you sell premium. Feet pics?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we talked about it last week. Yeah, would you sell pictures of your feet?
All I have to do is take pictures of my feet?
Yeah.
Yes. What?
Okay.
Yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I would do that. In a heartbeat. Wouldn't even think twice.
Absolutely.
In a second.
I'll do it right now.
In a second.
Somebody cashed at me like, yo, send me your size 10s.
Yeah,
I'm
like, absolutely.
I will cut them down to a 9.5 if you buy them, motherfucker. Are you kidding me?
This nigga Mike said he
would you guys do it if no one could see your face?
Like premium Snapchat, like booty ass naked?
That's what that is? That's premium Snapchat? People just.
I'll definitely jerk off. Nobody can see.
Oh. He said, I'll definitely jerk off.
I'm not comfortable doing that. But if people did, that's cool.
I'll definitely shut a mountain erupting.
Listen, it depends.
Mike! Ew, Mike!
Mountain nigga, I'll be like, cracker!
No! Oh, bam!
Listen.
Boosh!
Would you do that?
I don't know. It depends on how much money I'm charging. Like, I have a... Listen, I wouldn't be no cheapo, all right?
Would you shut your face and do it for, like, $1 million?
Yes.
Yeah, $1 million.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
$100,000?
That's not enough.
That's a little... That's not enough.
You wouldn't do it for $100,000?
Nah.
That's a lot.
Because that's going to run out real fast. Would you for $100,000?
That's not taking care of you for the rest of your life. I need something... Whatever amount is going to take care of me for the rest of my life, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Dang, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that...
Because like that's out what my y'all face. Would do for $100,000.
No, wait. What did I said? You said what I put anal beads in my butt for $100,000.
Yeah, I did say that.
I was like, yeah, $100,000.
Are you telling me?
What's wrong with that? Why do you need $100,000 to do that?
Because I don't want to do that.
You saying okay. Should I do it? For
these
free?
Are things I don't want to do.
I don't okay, like. That's fine. I don't like bootylingus.
Oh, yeah.
Would you put anal beads in your butt for $100,000?
We're not talking about it.
You see the shit? You see how she tries to deep dive on us? It's deflection time?
Yeah. No, yeah. I just like to why see do you feel that way
about
it?
How do you feel about the way about your heterosexual masculinity of your
oh, shut up!
I don't want shit in my ass, nigga. Fuck!
But don't knock until you try it. You don't know. You don't know how you are. It's not gay unless you like it.
What is gay anyway?
It's not
it's
gay.
Content.
No, don't do that.
Yo, wait. Was that with you?
Is a spectrum, though, but don't do that. Gay is not a... No, don't do that.
It's not a what?
Why do you say it's a concept?
I was being a joke.
I forget who I was with, but somebody was talking about how if a dude has sex with another dude, but it was just like experimental, that doesn't make him gay.
No.
So the dude was like, "No, I'm not gay."
If you try, if you try things, then whatever, my nigga. I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say it, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, "This nigga."
I wouldn't call you that if you did it. If it was like a bull of the Insecure, where you do it one time and it's like, I didn't like this, hell no, I'm not going to call you whatever.
What the fuck this nigga is?
You experimented and, you know, it wasn't for you and okay. But if you keep doing it, then my nigga, this is...
and you keep denying it.
Yeah, then now you're just lying, my nigga. This is
you
something...
You can be bi, too.
Sure, but don't lie and say you don't get down, my nigga, because you do this often.
Okay.
That's like me going to the casino every week and talking about, yo, I don't have a gambling problem. Yeah, you do, motherfucker. Oh, God, you're here every week. You're at Tyrone's house every week.
Sometimes people don't want to identify.
Well, some people like to lie to themselves.
Oh, no, that's true. That is true. But I'm saying sometimes people don't want to identify as anything.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's like me saying, I'm gonna fed on big bone. No, motherfucker, I am what I is.
Mike.
You know that horse. Remember that big boned horse shit?
We're
big
long overdue. Like we all don't have deep talk.
You just big boned it.
Like we don't have that.
Like niggas didn't actually have big bones.
Like we don't have the same skeleton. No, motherfucker. I got meat around this shit. It's okay. I'm okay. Fuck. So Tekashi 6ix9ine is in jail and shit.
What? What the fuck?
I was gonna do the segue, but he took it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, 6ix9ine is in jail.
Yeah, he is.
And it's pretty interesting because.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna tell you because 6ix9ine announced like last week that him and all his business people
fired everybody.
He fired everybody. He fired the niggas, the Treyway niggas, all of them. Everybody he was seen with fired.
He said
and he canceled his tour. Right?
Canceled the tour. The album's not even dropping no more.
Well, Dummy Boy's not coming out?
It's not coming out tomorrow.
What's it called?
Dummy Boy.
Yeah.
It was going to come out.
He had Kanye on two songs.
On two songs.
Oh, God.
But the album got postponed. So, they split up and things are going sour. So, they were starting to find out. The feds were starting to find out. Obviously, the feds have been on him for a minute. You know, you know how they do. The feds be following people for a grip.
For years.
Had their phones tapped. All of that.
Of course.
So, they find out that... They find out that the niggas that he fired and the niggas that are associated with the people that he fired, they wanted to kill him.
Right.
Right? Because why not?
Because,
so
of course.
I believe last Saturday night,
6ix9ine got taken in by the feds, mm-hmm. and they told this nigga
on like a preventative measure type shit.
Yeah, so everybody, mad nigga, I think it was four or five people, main people that got arrested. So they tell 6ix9ine, yo, the niggas that you don't fuck with no more, they're trying to kill you. So we can protect you, we can put you in protective custody, or you can sign this waiver. And we'll, you know,
you know what this asshole could
do? He was like, I'm gonna leave. He was like, fuck that. He went home that same night.
I'm good.
The same night that they told him niggas are trying to kill you, he went home, got on IG Live, and he was like, and he was listening to Many Men by 50 Cent.
Wait, really?
Yes.
This was last Saturday when last he got arrested week. By the feds, and then he went home?
He went home that night because he signed a waiver saying that he didn't want protective custody. So then
they weren't arresting.
They weren't arresting him. They were bringing him in
on some like preventative measure type shit. Exactly. Like, yo, nigga, we're trying to.
Oh, I didn't know.
We're trying to help you out, my nigga. And then he's being an ass and saying no.
So he says no. And then he got arrested the next day for real. And then that's when the RICO charges came out. So
those RICO charges are insidious.
Them shits are crazy.
Wait, so tell me what they are, because I don't know what
they're going to be.
RICO. It's like racketeering.
Yeah, it's like a conspiracy. Okay.
Yeah.
RICO.
But tell me what he's, like, charged with. Like,
There were some drug-related charges. There were some shooting charges. There was one charge from 2013, but most of the charges were from last year. Yep. So, basically, 6ix9ine probably wasn't doing anything, but all the people he was connected with. Kind of like a Bobby Shmurda type thing.
And the way RICO works...
It's a mob thing. That's a mob charge.
That's what they get. That's the shit they use for the mob.
To take down everybody.
And gangs. So, yeah. RICO, I heard it explained perfectly by a lawyer. His name is Kenneth Montgomery. He used to be on a Tax Stone podcast. Mm-hmm. Free tax. Shout out to Tax Stone.
Facts. And, I think it's innocent.
No, I was just saying that you said that. I didn't say it was or wasn't. I just said the...
LOL to you. Yeah, whatever. And then so Kenneth Munger, he said basically the way RICO works is like each entity involved in the RICO case are like spokes on a wheel. Mm-hmm. And you just need to find that centralized thing that connects all of them. Mm-hmm. They can all be connected to the central thing, but they don't have to be connected to each other.
Yeah.
So it's like that's what happens in a lot of RICO cases where people get charged with people that they don't even know.
Yeah.
Because
they're all connected to the same
person. They're all connected to the same enterprise. Mm-hmm. Like, despite the fact that they might not be connected to each other.
Yeah.
Each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, they just, I guess they were looking for this one gang or this one set or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, this man works here. This man is managing by 6ix9ine. This man has a gun, and he keeps guns around 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine is probably just a real small modicum part of whatever real thing they're looking at.
Why are we assuming that he's such a small part of it? Because everyone's been saying this, but like, why?
Because nobody believes that he's
I don't great. Believe that nigga's a gangster at all.
Yeah, I don't believe it at all.
I have is nothing.
And I don't even think the feds believe it. The only reason he got brought in is because they were waiting for him to get this big.
Because he's
and they're waiting for it.
He's the clown that just puts it out in the spotlight.
Exactly. And now
like
that,
the mascot.
Yep.
Nobody believes the mascot is in there shooting the hoops.
Yeah.
But he's the face.
Interesting. So basically,
do you think he's a gangster? Like, do you think?
I don't think he would have that persona he's built is like real. But I feel like I don't know. I don't think he's as clueless as everyone thinks he is.
I don't think he's clueless either, and I don't think he's completely innocent, but he ain't out here shooting niggas.
At all.
He might beat somebody.
I don't even think he's fighting niggas. He might
throw some punches.
I don't think he's doing that.
Yeah. But,
I think, you know what I think? I think he did what a lot of young rapper niggas did. He got with some niggas that he knew, that he knew had money, didn't really know or care to know. Or really wanted to, didn't care where the money came from. That's what a lot of rappers do. Like, they get fucking, like, fronted and signed the thug gangster niggas.
Yeah, and they don't even know.
They could think of shit like that.
Yeah.
Jay-Z. They started off drug money.
Yeah.
Murder, Inc.
Drug money.
Fucking G-Unit.
Drug money.
Yo, these niggas is thugs for real.
Yeah.
And that's where, yo...
Yeah.
Thugs in a death row. Yeah. These niggas is gangsters and thugs, like real for real.
Yeah. So that could be the case.
And they said what he did. So he turned a blind eye. He kind of probably knew where this money came from, but he's like, you know, he looked the other way cuz nigga, I'm blowing up.
Yeah.
And then you add into the mix you trolling and getting all this attention to yourself day in and day out.
He felt really invincible. He thought he was. Thought nothing.
A lot of people do, and then when you have those type of people around you and you act that type of way, and you're touching that many people, it was only a matter of time before them niggas bagged his ass.
So I got a lot of this information from academics because they were like real close. So basically, it's looking like the feds swept in once they saw that 6ix9ine fired everybody. So obviously, if he fired everybody, that means that they're not cool. And obviously, since they got their phones tapped and shit, and they had a message saying that they were gonna super violate him, super violate, meaning they were probably gonna kill that nigga. So they, you know, they swooped in, and they figured that they got everybody in a good space right now because, like you said, spokes on the wheel, everybody's connected somehow.
Yeah,
and they all have, you know, they all probably know the same person. They're all gonna turn on each other because if it's spoken on the wheel, nigga, one every man for himself.
Yeah, it's like dominoes, nigga.
You exactly, they're gonna fall. So they're probably gonna start off with 6ix9ine since he's like the mascot.
He's the mascot.
They're gonna get that nigga to talk as much as possible.
He has the most to lose.
Yeah, he does. He has the most to lose, and he's gonna run his damn mouth. And I don't blame him.
He's interesting.
I don't.
What's your take on 6ix9ine? I know you have him
because you was loving everything he was putting out.
He's a conflicting character.
His music is great.
Because he's a dickhead.
But I don't like him.
I had to stop streaming it because I can't support like trash people.
Right.
Yeah, he's not a good person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially after like I read.
I love the way he says stupid, though.
Stupid. After I read, I forget who went to like one of his probation hearings like over the summer. It's like the only like music like let me not say only music reporter there, but like a really like well known like journalist.
You were there?
No. Someone like wrote an article and he was just like they played the video or they described the video with him and like a 13-year-old girl and like and I was like, yo, like because I had never like looked into it and
I didn't look into it either. I thought it was something that was dropped and then like niggas just was rolling with it.
But also when things get dropped, like you also gotta remember, like it doesn't mean that people are innocent. Like sometimes things just get dropped. And it was very irresponsible of me to like not look into it. I feel like if people have like charges around them, especially in music, you know, every time you stream them, like you're putting money in their pocket. So like something like that, I was like, all right, let me like go look into this. Let me go read up on it. And then once I did, I was like, yeah, nah, that's not cool. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm good.
And then, like...
I'm good on him.
And then I see a lot of people that say things like, oh, you know, he was... People making that excuse. You know people like that title.
He's young?
He's young. And, yo, he was just about to make change. He had an album coming out. I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to hear that shit.
Yeah.
I'm really not trying to hear that shit, bro.
Especially and he's 22, right?
He's 22. And yeah, that's kind of young,
he's a young adult.
That's common. It's common sense. Like,
yeah,
you've been running around with these niggas. You know that this shit is not good.
What you're doing, and then
you're not doing nothing positive.
Yeah,
no, and you're like trolling and you're threatening people. You're like arguing with YG and like you're doing all this beef stuff that's dangerous. Yeah, like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. And then on top of that, you got some, like, child, like, pornography or whatever it is case. I'm good off him.
Then on top of all that, you had a chance. You had a chance where you could have changed this shit around. Right after XXXTentacion died, he did that whole shit where he said, oh, I'm not trolling no more. I'm going to just be about the music.
Mm. Lies.
You didn't, like, you, all right, I see, understand how you do the trolling to get the name popping. Whatever. Sure.
Yeah.
But once you won, your music is good.
And the trolling was dangerous.
You don't need it.
You're very dangerous. Trained. Yeah,
he wasn't doing regular trolling. Like when he went to
Chicago?
Yeah, like you're wilding.
You're putting your life.
Yeah. Even though
you're putting everyone around you,
you're putting
them in danger.
Security's life at risk. Like, the nigga went to fucking O'Block.
Yeah, he was there.
I'm super good.
And he got Trippie Redd's ex-girlfriend with him all the time.
Yeah,
he's just weird.
He just does stuff to entice people. Like, bro, you gotta chill.
You're wilding. Yeah. And so, but when, like, what I'm saying, when Tentacion died, he talked about, oh, I'm gonna stop all this trolling. that was the perfect time for you to just, like, he was doing, like, a little image change where he's just doing funny shit.
Yeah.
Like, lighthearted
going
shit.
Going to hospitals and meeting up with kids.
I'm like, all right, cool. He might change it
he's
around.
Trying to play, he was but playing both sides of the coin.
You would have been good.
But that's typical shit, though. Yeah. That shit, I was just like, you are not genuine. Just
he's not. Yeah, it's sure. Not. Yeah.
Because everything was recorded. Everything was.
Yeah.
I don't buy that shit at all.
I don't buy it at all.
I hate when people do stuff like that and put it on Instagram. Like,
every single
like, act of kindness.
Yeah. Like, every time he went to meet up with a kid, it was like him walking into a room, recorded every step of the way.
It's not even just him. I hate when people do that in general.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when Fat Boy does it, when he be handing kids $100 bills and he puts it on Instagram, like, bro, why do you have to record this shit every single time? Stop.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit. But It doesn't seem genuine to me. Maybe it is. It probably maybe they think it is. Maybe
I just feel like you
gotta
make a spectacle.
Also live in the social media age where people feel like they gotta show every single thing they do anyway,
so
which is a whole nother thing.
Very annoying.
Everything gotta be a spectacle.
Yeah, everything has to be posted.
Everything's clout, man.
It's weird. Clout is weird.
Clout makes people do crazy things. Like, I saw one nigga his shit said like day 20 something of No Nut November and he was like smacking a raw turkey.
Why?
That's funny.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It was like, bro, what?
People just do weird things for the internet.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to please.
People are creative. People can't.
People are creative. Like, did you see the video that I posted with the neck dude?
Hysterical. Yeah, I'm saying like,
neck?
But like, people. I'm telling like, people can't like, create or like, think of like, tweet or like,
people aren't original.
Original
thing. So they gotta do let me just think of some stupid shit to do.
Yeah, also people want to get famous because so many niggas can like, what's that guy's name? I don't even know his name. But I think academics used to just run up to Walmart. Yeah, and just toss his body into shelves.
Fucking Bunk.
Like, what is that?
Bunk.
And, like,
the other dude from Vine.
Made him famous.
Volmar or
Vine.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. The dude with the dreads.
Put him in a coffin.
You remember
just
that dude?
Destroy shit.
He was like the original, like, head-ass nigga. Like, he was bad.
Just destroying shit, like.
Vonmar, I think that was his name.
Yeah, but like, niggas just.
I hate people so much.
Yeah, I don't like the way clout moves. I don't like the way the internet
And that's
moves.
What 6ix9ine get. He wanted to do all of that stuff. He wanted to.
Yeah, my nigga. Like, at some point, nigga, you can't claim deniability here, my nigga. You did all this.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it. They've been watching you for years, which means you've been running around like this for years.
Like I said,
how long have we been listening?
To 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine.
He's only been out for like 2 years. Well, popping for 2 years.
But I feel like.
If that.
When did Gummo come out? Like last year or early this year?
2017.
Because that's when we had it on this podcast.
Yeah, we did.
So that was 2017.
So yeah, we played.
Back when we was using music as intros. We did have that song on there.
Yeah, that was 2017.
Yeah, so it's been a year.
Yeah.
And you've been running around wilding for a year. The writing's on the wall. You got to know that this shit is going to come back on you.
Yeah.
And then what makes me super not give a fuck about this nigga, when the federal motherfucking feds come to you,
the federal fucking feds. Yeah.
The niggas in the suits.
Yeah.
Come to you, pick you up. And you not even charging them. They just saying, yo.
Niggas is trying to get you.
Niggas are trying to get you. They have nothing to gain. Mm-hmm. It's only a hassle to protect your goofy ass.
Who said
ass.
This happened?
Academics.
This is what academics said?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this reported. Academics is interesting.
Well, he gets a lot of the inside.
I was listening to, they said that on the Joe Budden podcast.
He's valid.
He was fucking, that they picked him up on some preventative measures. Like, yo, these niggas are trying to kill you.
Yeah. It's valid. Academics is valid.
And the fucker said no.
Yeah.
And
that's how he went home. He was on Instagram Live that night, like talking wild. Like,
what? Do that? I don't know. What? I can't do anything. I can't help.
Yeah.
I can't feel sorry for you.
I don't feel sorry.
I don't feel sorry for him either.
No.
And whatever happens to him happens. But I honestly don't see him doing that many years.
Well,
because
minimum,
you know,
32 years. That's what I saw.
If he gets charged. That's if he gets charged. But you know, he just got moved over to that other prison.
I heard.
Where they put the rats.
Yeah,
where they put the niggas who are non-gang members, the people who are possibly going to speak about. If he's smart, he would talk.
Then they said he had that bail denied where he put up like his whole bank account.
Yeah, 1.7
million. Which is so crazy.
Which is not.
I wonder why. I'm glad. Now I see why you fired them niggas.
Yeah.
Because them
motherfuckers. He should have 10 million.
Them fuckers were robbing you blind, my nigga. They were robbing you the fuck
between line. That and you him and buying all this screaming bullshit.
Treyway and all these niggas behind you. All these, yo, when will these rap niggas fucking learn? You getting extorted.
Yeah.
Especially like the rap niggas that want to be around gang niggas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These niggas are extorting you.
No.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's never there. Why? Think, why would they want to hang with you?
Clout, right?
Because there's money cool. involved. Because they can gain something, which is all your fucking money. The nigga said he got like $300,000 for a show one time, but the show was actually paying like 1.3 or something million.
Mm-hmm.
But he only see $300,000.
Crazy.
How the fuck you only see no. No.
Bad management. That happens more
and
often
you
than
not. Signed? And you're not signed. Yeah.
And he was saying people were booking shows, like saying he was going to be there, and he never, you know, he was never going to be there. So promoters were booking shows with people in his camp, and he was never going to be there. So they were just taking the money and be like, "Oh, he's not coming," making money off his name.
Wow,
that happens a lot. It's very common. Yeah. That happens a lot. Like you'll see a lot of, well, look, a lot of these thug ass rappers, like they'll be like, "Yo, I'm not coming to this show. I'm not going to be here," because there's fake ass promoters out there making money off their name. It happens a lot. And the shit's crazy. And 6ix9ine was no different. Rap is slimy. Yeah. Rap slimy. I think it happened one time with R. Kelly too.
Good.
Good. Just a random thought. I that's happening.
Phenomenal. I hope he gets finessed every day of his life until he goes to jail.
Listen, man, it's hard to finesse a nigga that made happy people, dog. That shit was crazy.
I fucking hate him so much.
You see, you see what I do every week? He loves this pedophilic ass nigga.
No, I don't love R. Kelly. Love I love no, his music. I love his music. I'm sorry.
No, don't love his music.
I don't love R. Kelly.
Elsie was in the crowd with them ladies where he was like, "Wipe my
I'm not laughing.
Wipe my
tongue. Keep wiping.
Keep wiping me.
Keep wiping, babe."
The thought of R. Kelly makes me sick. I hate that man.
R. Kelly could die tomorrow. I probably wouldn't care. As long as the music.
It's like when he's singing though.
As long as the music stays.
When you know that he like has. Done things bugging. That are inappropriate with children. Like, I can't even listen. The music is not the same.
It
grosses me out.
That nigga said
it makes me uncomfortable. That fucker, I don't want you to sing it.
That fucker said it seems like you're ready.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That was nasty.
That's
he's in the fucking background of fuck. Aaliyah's.
Well,
the red
said it seems.
It seems.
No, just seems.
It seems like you're ready.
But I'm ready. My mind is telling me no.
I don't know why people didn't capitalize off
but
the performance.
My body's telling me yes.
Remember the performance he had when with the sign? It was like, "You only have to be 18. You only see that?
What?
They're running around 18. He had a sign.
Guys, I do not. No, I don't like that man. Oh, I hate him. I can't wait till he goes to jail.
I don't know if he's ever going to go to jail. I think he will.
There's no.
And if he goes to jail, it'll be like when he's like.
Yeah, I think one day.
Too old to even
I think one day.
Give a fuck.
I don't think he's ever going to go to jail.
I think so.
They're gonna, yeah, it's going to it's gonna be a Bill Cosby type situation.
He deserves to go.
But absolutely, and let him get just assaulted with chicken patties and all
niggas getting beat up. Niggas like, getting beat up with hot dog buns and shit.
Just like motherfucking Bill Cosby is now.
I'm not a part of any of this.
He getting slapped the fuck out of sausage
links. They said that wasn't true.
The most recent one wasn't true.
I'll be slapping that first the one. Fuck out that
what?
Nigga
what? Oh my god. I'll be throwing milk at that nigga's head. milk cartons and shit.
Nigga, zoopity zoop pop, bitch.
Zoopity zoop pop, to pop. Fuck Bill Cosby.
Nah, fuck Bill Cosby.
Fuck R. Kelly,
too.
Sorry, Ozzy.
His music can stay, though.
No. No, nothing.
All right, let Backyard Party come on at a barbecue. Niggas
going
two-stepping like, oh,
I'm sitting down.
It's a Backyard Party.
I'm sitting down.
Backyard, huh? With the toys.
Stop, Mike. Ew, no.
Yikes.
These are the deep dives we got to take for this sick fuck down.
No, let's not even talk about him. He's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
Put him in jail.
What do we have?
Well, speaking of jail, the neck man. I forget his. I think his name is RL. And he has like the
really
dude.
Large neck.
Really large.
His neck is huge.
Yeah, I think apparently it's a disease.
They said he has Noonan syndrome.
Yeah, Noonan syndrome.
Hold on, let me see. What's it called?
Noonan syndrome. N-O-O-N-A-N.
N-O-O?
Yeah.
Yeah, Noon.
Noonan
syndrome. And I believe there's a female one called Turner syndrome.
Unusual facial characteristics, short stature, heart defects present at birth, bleeding problems, developmental delays, and malformations of the bones of the ribcage. Oh, no.
But he has a normal body. He has a regular body with a wide-ass grand piano neck.
Oh, no, guys.
Nah, his body don't look like that.
No, his neck looks like this, though.
But he has a regular body.
Yeah, but this guy has the only reason
people don't feel bad for this nigga is because he gets arrested every week.
What has he been doing? That he's
selling meth.
Meth?
Yes. He's
selling meth?
He sells meth.
Damn, oh, son. Come on, bro. Keeps it in his neck?
Keeps in his neck. Mike. He keeps the meth in his neck.
He keeps the meth in his neck?
Nigga, like he swallowed. No.
He got a neck stash box.
He got a living stash box in his neck.
That nigga look crazy. Like he swallowed a tire. He just looks...
Guys, he has a problem.
Yeah, his problem is he's a drug dealer and he's polluting the streets, Nadira. Give me a reason so I can be a bully for 2 seconds.
Dang, this is crazy.
I want a chick with Nunez.
What?
Mike!
Might be fire.
Throw him, man. Hella throat.
Hella throat
game. We are going to have a serious talk.
The throat game might
be
proper.
You are out of control.
But then it might feel too loose. She might have, like, no throat walls.
She would have a problem.
Throat walls?
Yeah, the throat walls will be off. Because the Noonans, it would be like,
like throwing a hot dog in the hallway.
Yeah, like, it's like a kazoo. A kazoo in the Grand Canyon. Damn, baby, that throat, wide, hollow tunnel throat. If he had, it had echo in her mouth. Hey, baby, I'm about to bus.
You hear her stomach be like. Constantly dripping.
Turn the faucet off. Did you turn the sink down all the way? Dweep. 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 Cindy, close your throat. Dweep. Dweep. Cindy with the new Nan throat.
Y'all fucked up.
Throat fucked up. Yo. You know how much mess it was? Yeah, what if they got strep throat? How much medicine cost?
Oh my god.
For Nunez strep throat.
What?
How much is that cost?
Who even thinks of this?
I'm thinking at least $125.
Oh my god.
I'm so done with you.
That's a lot of cough drops.
Mike, why are you like this?
That's how a throat lozenge is.
Why are you like this, Mike?
You think you probably got to melt a bunch of cough drops together and make a mega drop?
One big ass cough drop. Make one big cough drop.
Why are y'all like this?
The super Ricola.
Ricola. Big ass cough drop.
Nigga, like Megazord of the Power Rangers. You got to fuse them bitches together.
Oh.
Yo.
Shout out to Noonan disease.
Syndrome.
What?
Syndrome. It's the syndrome.
Yeah. Shout out to
Noonan. Shout out to RL.
Shout out to RL.
I'm pretty sure that's the name, RL.
Shout out to RL and his turtleneck sweaters. God bless them all.
Yeah.
He got to get custom turtlenecks, right?
For sure.
Or do you think he, like, puts his leg through them and stretches them out?
Do you think he's in money yet? Or do you think he's going to eventually get money from this, right?
For what?
I don't know.
How does he capitalize?
I don't know. You know, people get clout and then all of a sudden.
You know what? You know what he needs to do?
Yeah, you do.
Put out a scarf line collection. A collection of scarves. But they're literally just blankets, but they're scarves.
Just throws.
New name. With an apostrophe over it. Yeah. New name.
Stop. Y'all are...
He definitely needs to capitalize off it. He just got to stay his ass out of jail.
He needs to stay.
All he got to do is stay out of jail.
He's fucking selling meth.
Yeah, like, have y'all seen, like, the collection of his mugshots? It's like 20 of them.
No,
like, he's got a lot.
It's a lot of mugshots. Like, sometimes he has glasses on. It's like, what the hell?
But he's a habitual.
You out of here, bro?
All right,
my brother.
I cannot believe y'all are. Bye. It was nice seeing you. Y'all are like literally out of control.
Listen, this is the Not That Serious podcast.
This is the Not That Serious podcast.
Where there's no holds bars.
No holds bars.
No. Also, no real sponsorships because nobody's going to pay for this.
No. We're the next best thing.
The next best thing. You pay for what you get, and you get what you pay for.
Oh, man.
It's that free content, baby.
Free. What else we got? Nothing.
Speaking of that, we are working on our merchandise.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got our Shopify store up.
Oh.
Working on that.
Got a domain paid for. Know what I'm saying? We're just trying to get like the gumbo.
Trying to get like the gumbo.
Oh yeah, let's turn this into an interview. So what exactly is the gumbo? How did it start?
Yeah, let's make it like that.
Let's plug some stuff.
So it's a social club and a media platform. So all of our writers are either Black or Latinx women, and we have like an editorial theme every month.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit of merchandise. We'll be adding some new stuff soon, and yeah, we'll be hosting events in the new year. So it'll be fun.
I'm excited.
The rollout was crazy.
What? How?
The rollout was dope.
That shit was fire.
The way you like promoted it until it was time for it to go. Like, the rollout was really
good. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. Like,
I appreciated that.
And it seemed like it picked up steam really fast. Yeah. Like.
And so you run this, you're like the head.
Yeah.
All
just
you.
Just me, yeah.
Oh, it's just you?
I'll be tired. Yeah. Well, I have like writers that like I hire for like.
But as far as social media and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your writers are paid, correct?
Yes.
Look at y'all. Gotta be. You're Latinx or African American.
Black
identifying
woman
identifying human that can put pen to paper and it's not whack.
Yeah,
no corny shit.
No fucking spell errors, you fucking idiots,
fucking goof,
fucking dweeb. We don't got time for them red lines.
Yeah,
and you put some dope shit up and you know you're hip hop. Don't write me a fucking boozy article unless it's good.
Unless it's good. Unless you can write whatever you want as long as it's
good. Don't give me a motherfucking,
Don't try to sit here
make it good, nigga.
Yeah, but even like, even if I ever get things that aren't good, like I always like work with people and make it better. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right,
let's
do it. So, you know, send it to Nadira at where?
At high energy. Oh, wait. Like the email?
Yeah.
Oh, NadiraSimmons@thegumbo.net.
Look at
.com because the .com costs $4,000.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck all that.
It was so dumb.
Are you going to start a podcast for that as well?
People have been asking me to, actually.
Or at least a YouTube or something like
that. Yeah, YouTube probably will come first because I'm going to record like
YouTube
our events. Like if we have like discussions or like, I don't really like panels, but like certain events like I might record.
Yeah, get that Revolt TV working with you.
Yeah.
That's the wave, man. If you want to do anything, if you're young and Black, Revolt TV will help you out.
Yeah, I need them to.
So, we need them.
Nigga, let's send them an email.
We might have to change some of our content. We can't be out here talking about Nunez syndrome.
Yes, we can.
No,
you can't.
Didn't you know got Nunez? Yeah. You should be fine. Now they got Nunez for teeth. That motherfucker might be out of a lot.
And they got some big ass teeth, boy.
And they got some teeth.
You need to cut this out.
That nigga got teeth assist.
Shout out to Diddy, man. I love the band.
Shout out to him. And shout out to him because Kim Porter passed away. He's really going through it, man. So
shout out
to him. Kim Porter.
Shout out to him and the rest of his family.
That was so crazy. Him and Cassie broke up, right?
Yeah, they had broke up a couple months ago.
Damn.
So but from after Kim passed away, you can see that Diddy was still very much in love with Kim Porter.
Yeah.
So
you think he was very much in love, or that's just like the mother of his children?
It was the mother of his children, but like some of the posts I was seeing, I'm like, damn, like
I think like, you always. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was, you always. At four.
I mean, I don't have no kids.
Yeah.
So I don't know. None of us.
Four.
I believe it's four.
Oh no, they have three.
They got twins.
They got twins, and they have Christian. And then Al B. Short's kid.
Mm-hmm. But he's kind of like in the family.
So. And then Justin is the fashion stylist kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is very sad.
It was so random. Like, yeah. And she was young. She was only 47.
Also, it's just like a testament to like, yo, if you, when you don't feel well, like we don't know all the details yet. But like even reading, like she's been sick for a while and she had called her doctor the day before. I was like, yo, I don't feel better. And then the next day, like.
Yeah, apparently she had pneumonia, right?
Yeah. Like stuff like that is just so sad.
Yeah, man.
Always get checked up on. Don't be afraid to get your health checked out, man.
Yeah.
That shit is not
don't feel good.
Not to be played with.
If you don't feel good and you know you don't feel good, like say it. Because there have been times where I've been like, yo, doc, I don't feel good. And they're like, nah, you good. And I'm like, no, and then, I'm not.
Like, and then, like, if you don't have the rent money, say you don't have the rent money.
So you don't have the rent money.
So I can move out.
Rent is due when?
On the first.
Motherfucking first. If we don't see that money in the account, by the motherfucking first. Listen, all hell's breaking loose. Because I know we're going to catch some text messages in the group chat. So.
Why?
I'm ready for it. If the money ain't there.
Oh, yeah.
If the rent ain't due.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ain't there, shit, nigga.
All caps from this.
I just
fucking punched this bitch.
In a motherfucking
throat. I'm not going to punch dude,
you.
Anyone,
how many fights you been in?
I've never been in like an actual physical fight.
No?
No.
Neither have I.
I don't like getting to that point.
Yeah. It's very avoidable. It doesn't have to happen.
What's the closest you've been in a fight?
The closest I've been?
Yes.
2 years ago?
When? Give me the story.
The deets.
Give me the tea. The deets. Spill the tea.
I don't know if I'm going to spill all the tea, but it was a former friend.
Mm-hmm.
She did something that was very... She withheld something from me that was just very crazy. So I was
she
like...
She fucked him?
No. No. Okay. But I was just on my way home from work, and I just, like, got off the train at, like, where I knew she was at. Like, got off at that stop, like, nowhere near, like, South Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Got off, and I was like, yo, like, I want to fight. And I, like, confronted her. And my thing is, like, I feel like I've never been in a fight because once I start talking to people that are wrong, like, they just look stupid to me. And I'm like, wow, this is not worth it. Like, I just realized, like, yeah, like, mm-hmm. fighting you is
so
like,
you
not
pussy.
Worth it. Huh?
So you pussy.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not pussy, no.
I don't get that vibe.
It sounds like
no. I feel like, number one, like, I don't know. I can just tell when people are, like, snitches, and I can tell when people are going to call the cops. Like, I don't know. Like, and any person I've ever wanted to, like, fight, they're people I knew really well. Like, she was, like, a former very good friend.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do this. Your explanation sounds trash. I could just block you and never talk to you again instead of fighting you.
Yep.
That's also very true.
Yeah.
Okay.
You been in a fight before?
Nah.
Yeah. It's just not worth it.
I've never been that mad, though.
So I've been that mad.
I've never been that mad.
I've been that mad.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't even see myself fight. I think we talked about this before. Like, I'm athletic, so I think I'll be able to, like, maneuver a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be able to piece somebody up, but, like, I'm not a fighter, man. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, no.
That takes too much energy.
It takes mad energy.
I preserve my face. Okay. I'm not trying to take a hit.
No.
You know what I mean?
You'll preserve his face and not eat butt. What the fuck are you talking about?
Listen, bro. Jesus.
I'm eating all that throat powder.
Am I eating what?
Stick your tongue in the butt, Elsie, and grow up.
I'm good.
Damn.
I'm good.
Mike, are you getting married? Whose wedding can I be prepared to go to first?
Clearly the nigga across from me is way before.
Why I gotta be me?
Why I gotta be him?
Man, you've been down way trust longer than I have.
Some people elope, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's exactly why. Yeah, that's exactly why.
I have no plans on such.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't elope, Mike. I'm trying to go to a wedding.
Nah. We might be going to yours. You might find a bitch ass feminist nigga that like respect
a
women.
Bitch ass wow. feminist that
damn,
respects
a
women.
A bitch ass feminist nigga. That sounds like Kalani's baby dad.
Yeah, so you
yes,
know.
He's cool.
I heard he's cool.
He seems cool as hell.
Something about him rubs me the wrong way though.
And he's Jabuki's brother.
Jabuki
Young White, new Daily Show correspondent.
Really? That's his brother? Oh, they do look alike. That's weird.
Shout out to him. Brother. I was hyped to see him on there. Shout out to him. But he something about him, like, I don't know what it is.
He's just, he's like a, he's a chill dude.
He is, but it's like.
He's got like an L.A. vibe.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. He's cool.
I don't know. Sure. Have you met him before?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't met him.
Yeah. Something about him.
I mean, but yeah, you might find one of those, and then we might be going to your wedding. Yeah, you know. No. So you never know.
I don't need to find my husband yet. Please and thank you.
Doesn't matter. He'll please find you.
No, I don't want
him. He won't come. You know what I mean?
Oh, please.
What? Oh, please, what?
You're fine. Wow, it's coming. It's coming.
What's coming?
Everybody's getting down. It's time. Once you hit. It's gonna be time.
You're still 24.
Right? I just turned 24.
Yeah,
it's all right. Ring, it's coming. It's coming.
Why would you wish that?
Why would you wish that? I don't want it to come. I don't want it to come until I'm like 27.
Nah.
Nah. Everybody's different. I don't want to be married at 27.
I don't want to be married yet.
I don't want to be married yet. I don't want to be in a serious relationship.
I
want to
see you
cuffed down.
I want to see you.
Yeah. Why does everyone want that? Nothing.
Yeah. I don't like you free. And independent.
What? Excuse me? Why?
I like you tethered down by a man.
Why?
Tethered down by
a man. Elaborate. Explain.
I don't like women free.
I fucking hate you.
I don't like seeing single women with power.
I'm like a barefoot and pregnant.
You like a bear? You said barefoot and pregnant? What is wrong with you?
With the pregnant pants on, with the shirt tucked in all tight. Yeah. I like that.
Putting your pants with the
drawstring on.
Yeah.
With the elastic waist.
No,
what's that,
you.
A suit? No. Put these flip flops on.
Mike, I think you're going to get married first.
I might.
And then
Julian,
and then me.
That's wild. If I get married before this dude,
I'm not in no rush.
I feel like you're gonna elope. Like he's gonna be like,
yeah, Mike,
I'm ready.
Married,
I'm ready.
That's OD.
I feel like you are.
I would never do that. Just all the shit I would catch when I come back.
That is very true.
Because I feel like
you would come back and have like a reception.
That's not enough. That's not enough.
Yeah.
I need. My family needs to have the whole shebang. I already know. I have not this Christian grandparents I have.
No. What you about to have a photo shoot?
Yeah, what the fuck? About to run a train back there?
Mike!
What?
You're crazy.
What?
Mike, what's your wedding going to be like?
I don't know. Do people think about that? What their wedding's going to be like? I think so.
I feel like you do.
Why do you think I do?
Because of what we talked about earlier.
No, I don't, though.
Okay.
I don't. I have
testicles. You don't have a... I have testicles, so I don't care about that type of stuff. All I want at my wedding, I just want all my friends to be there, and I want it to be a good time. That's all.
I want my niggas there.
I don't want to have a wedding.
I don't really care about... You don't want to have a wedding?
No, I just want to have a reception.
There goes this alternative ass idea.
Why do you want to have a reception?
Because why would I spend all that money to go...
She wants a drum circle.
Everybody
pass the burning sage around. The deer says her vows. Come on, switch the sage out. It's almost all the way done.
Her nigga, her husband standing there. He ain't got no shirt on. He got dreads. No, like, why are y'all getting married like
this?
The deer's
husband is definitely going to have a nose ring and a nipple piercing. He's going to have
for sure.
Multiple piercings.
For sure.
He's going to, yeah. Nadir gonna be with some.
I hope he has money.
Nadir gonna be with some Andre 3000 ass artist. Facts. Ass nigga that's broke.
Artsy.
He's not gonna be broke. No, I'm not messing with broke. What?
But be dicking the dog shit out of Nadir.
What type of Spike Lee movie is this?
Having that nigga down for a world. Like they gonna be recreating the motherfucking what Erykah Badu video?
Don't put that energy in there.
Other side of the game.
Don't put that energy in there.
They're gonna
be like, messing with you.
Do I really?
I fucking hate
love my baby.
That nigga sell paintings and then weed on the side. And then he still makes Nadir play full price
for the paintings.
Yo, a gram is 50. Nadir, I know I love you, but it's gonna be.
That's really what you think, Mike? That's really what you think.
I love you and everything.
Probably not that you're going to be that broke, but that type of nigga, absolutely. Like an artsy type.
Why?
Yeah, definitely artsy type.
I see that for you.
A big scarf wearing nigga.
Chelsea boot ass nigga.
Only Chelsea boots. Big scarf.
Y'all hate me. That's
a dashiki in the house ass nigga.
No. Yeah. Nah, not a dashiki kind of nigga. Nah, that
is. Absolutely.
Think so?
No. Mm-hmm. No. I just need him to have.
A nigga that's not a feminist, but a womanist.
Yep, that's right.
A nigga that's super down.
He better know what it means.
A nigga borderline zest.
That nigga that's super pandering.
It's not gonna be super pandering. And what is borderline zesty?
Borderline zesty.
That's not nice, guys. He needs to be rich. That's all.
Rich?
Yes.
Don't we all?
I'm not dating.
I wish I had a rich man.
Right. My standards have gotten, they just gotta be high. Sorry.
Yeah. Nah. Hey, you gotta shoot for the stars. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even have to be rich, but like, I just can't date broke men. So. Man.
Not broke. So what is Nadira looking for?
Nothing. I'm good.
For all the listeners out there that might
not looking for anything.
Actually, you know what? I ran into somebody last night. They told me to say what's up to you.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say it on here. I mean,
don't say it on here.
I won't.
But I want to know.
Yeah, I'll let y'all know.
I know. I've gotten an offer too.
You've got an offer. What are you talking about?
You on the trade block?
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm selling the deal with a dowry.
You got an option block with
a
dowry.
A dowry.
What?
You hot commodity? She's on the low.
Yeah, they out here for you.
Apparently, people like women with goals. I don't like that shit, but hey.
I don't like that.
It's like, nah, I love all my girls. I love you, baby.
Yeah, let's see if I clean that up.
Shout out to my boo. She just got recommended for a promotion at work. I see you, boo. She out here killing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Blush right now and get wet. Yeah, I know.
Mike!
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
I'm sharing a moment with my lady.
She not even know
you. Yeah, what?
She's always here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, remember a few months ago when Mike was like...
When Mike was just out here being
just
wild?
Just out here being...
Nutty.
Dirty. Yeah. Literally nutty. Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Times change.
Hey, man.
That's crazy. I can't believe this. Who are you?
Hey, man. I'm Michael. I'm the same old Mike.
No, you are. You're not the same,
same
old Mike.
Same
man, just a different plan.
Same man, just a different
plan. Different plan?
Different plan, just, you know, to enjoy my lady. For my lady to enjoy me. yep.
Oh, man. All right.
Look at this good old wash life.
What else do we have?
The Lion King.
Oh, yeah, the new Lion King movie, yes. It's going to be CGI and not that Broadway show.
Oh, my God.
I would have been mad if it was a Broadway thing. I still would have tried to
is that the them. That's not the movie with Beyonce and all and
yes.
Donald.
I think that is it. Yes.
This is it?
Yeah.
This is it.
The trailer we saw, that's what that was?
That's what this is going to be. But there's no voices in
and
it,
and
so
what part
don't know.
Is Beyonce playing again?
Is she Nala?
Nala.
She's Nala, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that means she's going to have to read lines from a script, huh?
Somebody just tells her to.
Don't you be trying to slander Beyonce next to me.
You think
script
she,
next.
She can act? She's a good actress.
Yes, Beyonce can do all things.
She can act to you?
Beyonce,
yeah, Beyonce can do all things. Beyonce can do all things.
Except act and read.
Beyonce can do all things.
Except act and read.
That ain't right. Beyonce can definitely act and read.
She must be able to act.
Why
because
do people, why
she be
do
acting like Jay-Z.
Nah, I don't know.
Y'all are not. Don't talk about the Carters.
She be acting like Jay-Z.
I don't know about the reading.
She must be able
but
to act.
But the acting is not there.
Y'all should cut this part out.
She must be able
I'm
to
not.
Act. Because she acts like, Jay-Z is attractive. So. Don't act like you ain't just. Did you see this man's story yesterday? It was like, would you
speaking ill of the Carters.
He said, would you want to be Beyonce
because
for a day? Yes or no?
They are amazing people.
They are amazing.
They are amazing artists, amazing entertainers, amazing
artists.
Black people,
yes.
Amazing writers,
sure.
Amazing actors, actresses, amazing humanitarians.
Of course.
Philanthropists.
Yes. They're amazing people.
She's
speaking
so
ill
she needs,
of them.
She needs, so they can, everybody
so she needs,
can catch the
so
clips.
She needs to philanthropate that role to a better actress.
You will not speak ill of Beyonce around me.
Anybody can catch the clips. That doesn't make
Except
it less.
For them.
Who else is
those are the two people to me that I just know. They
between
just,
her,
I think they're perfect. All right,
between them and the Obamas. Yeah.
Definitely not about to speak ill about them.
So, but you got to choose one.
Yeah, if you had to choose one, one got to go.
Yeah.
One got to go. Why?
No, don't question.
This is Twitter.
The hypothetical is there. The choice is hard.
No, guys. And you make you guys the hard know choice. You guys know I actually can't participate in these.
Yeah. I guess she has a contractual.
Yeah, you got a political
challenge. But I really wouldn't be able to choose. I really do love it. Sure you wouldn't.
All right, so since you can't play, I'll play.
Yeah, you play.
I think I would pick...
I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas taking so long.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pick Jay-Z and Beyonce Gotta Go.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Well, Barack Obama.
Honestly, I can slander.
Why was that so easy for you to get rid of two of the...
I could slander the fuck out of Barack Obama.
A lot of people could.
Well, of course you could. He was the president. Yeah. There's a lot of bad things.
Yeah, you can slander any president, no matter how good or bad.
But why was it so easy for you to get rid of the greatest rapper of all time?
That wasn't easy. I just made it seem easy. That was very hard.
I got to choose the president, the black president. Come on.
Yeah, it's Barack Obama.
Over the GOAT? I wouldn't be able to choose.
Nigga, that's just hippity hop. This nigga is the black president.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He does do a lot.
Yeah.
He's low-key trying to run the country again, too. Like, you see how he's going places and talking?
I've seen that. I love it. What can he do, though?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Can he do anything? He can't.
No,
he can't.
I think that's why he kind of chills out a little, too. Because it's, like...
It's frustrating, though.
It's frustrating, and it's not on him. And he, like, knows, like, this is kind of a thing that's just, like...
I don't have anything. Do we have anything? Do we? I don't know.
Can you pause it?
Yeah. Hold on. I could... All right, let me pause. Yeah. So, what were we talking about? Lion King?
Yeah, we were about to talk about that.
We were talking about we're everywhere. this podcast.
Hey, man, it is what it is. We do what the fuck we want.
We really do what the
Which
fuck.
Which is a great way to live.
What about to put the microphone?
Yeah, why did I move it all the way? Y'all think it's going to be good live action?
Well, CGI.
CGI, whatever. Yeah.
Did you guys see The Jungle Book? The live action? No, I never.
I never liked The Jungle Book at all.
I love The Jungle Book, and I hated that CGI.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad?
And it's the same people doing this.
Ooh.
And I'm going to let y'all know, I'm not the biggest Lion King fan. Like, it's cool. Mm. Like, I like it. Okay. Like, people, like, love it. So,
what's the GOAT Disney movie to you?
Lady and the Tramp. That's my favorite one.
Nobody says that.
Who the fuck says that?
It's really good.
I'm gonna lie, like, nobody says
that. I'm gonna lie, that was some vegan shit right there.
The story is
really
good.
My grandma loves that shit.
The story of Lady and Tramp is fire.
It is, but, like, I wouldn't have said that. I'm a Toy Story guy. So.
Oh, I'm not a big Toy Story girl either.
What?
No. Wow. But I like all the princess movies. Like, I like Cinderella. Like, I like Little Mermaid. Like, that shit's fire.
Mine might be Hercules, honestly.
Oh, Hercules. Yeah, I forgot
that. I used to watch that all the time.
That's a GOAT Disney movie for sure.
It might be Hercules. Yeah. For me, it's between Hercules and Mulan.
Oh, yeah. Mulan has some fucking bangers on the soundtrack. Mulan,
Eddie Murphy as Mushu.
Oh, let me see.
It's undefeated.
Somebody made a bracket. Did y'all see this? The bracket.
Let me see.
The
Disney. Do you guys
bracket?
Like Coco? Have you guys seen Coco? That's a fucking fire movie. Why you say
so
why you
underrated.
Exhale like that?
Bro,
why you exhale like that?
Because it makes me cry.
Oh, yeah.
I kept telling him, watch Coco.
That movie's fire.
Every time.
I love Coco.
When I watched it, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
they're not going to put this nigga on the fucking ofrende. What are they going to do?
I know.
They're not remembering him.
Oh. All right, somebody made a Disney Pixar, like, bracket.
Okay.
And they had all the movies, Lion King, Tarzan, Princess and the Frog, Coco, Toy Story 3, Mulan. And they just went all out on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they went bracket by bracket. And I'm going to just say some of the ones that fucked me up. So they had... Cars 3 beating out Coco.
Negative.
That's fucking negative. They had Cars 3 beating Coco.
Get the fuck out of here.
They had
Nothing 3 should beat out anything.
Toy Story 2 beating out the original Toy Story. Not sure how I feel about
yes.
that.
I will go with that.
I did not like the first Toy Story. That's not really a big fan.
I actually can. Toy Story 2 is the GOAT Toy Story.
That is a good one. Yeah, you're right. That is a good one. They had Inside Out beating Finding Nemo.
I heard Inside Out was really good.
It's really good, but it's not better than
Finding Nemo. What is it about?
It's about like the inside of your head, like all your emotions and stuff, like anger and all the little characters. Mm. It was really good. It was dope.
Oh, they were all like different colors, right?
Yes.
I heard that was really good.
It was dope.
I might watch that.
It was super dope. Watch that, but it's not better than Finding Nemo. Okay. Come on now.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Little Finn touched the boat. Come on, dog. Come on, son. You're not beating that.
Oh, is a Goofy movie on this list?
Nah, this is more like, this is Disney.
That's
Pixar.
It's only Disney movie.
Pixar.
Ooh.
So they had Little Mermaid beating Pocahontas. Y'all agree with that?
Yeah, Little Mermaid's fire. And fuck that Pocahontas story.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
Give it up.
They had Hercules beating Aladdin. That's a close one.
That's a good fight.
But I'm going
with Hercules. I love Aladdin.
Moana over Frozen, right?
I've never seen Frozen.
Really? Frozen's good. Frozen's goat, apparently.
Frozen is fire. I think I would pick Frozen over Moana. They said, wait, that's fine. Okay, this is where we get crazy. Tangled was over Big Hero 6, right?
Never seen either of those.
Tangled was good.
I heard Tangled is good.
They had Lilo and Stitch over Princess and the Frog. Yeah. That's hard to guess.
Sorry, Black Lady.
Sorry, Princess. Yeah.
Sorry, Black Lady.
Sorry, my Black Queen.
Right?
But Lilo and Stitch is the shit. I'm sorry.
They had Lion King over Tarzan.
There's being down with the gang and there's being rational.
Yeah, sorry.
Lion King over Tarzan.
I forgot about fucking Tarzan. Then Lion King beat Lilo and Stitch. They got to.
Yeah.
They had Tangled beating Moana. So then it comes down to Lion King and Tangled. This nigga picked Tangled.
Fuck you. Over Lion King.
I've never seen Tangled.
Over Lock Dog.
What's the movie where they're like... Oh, is that Atlantis? Is that a Disney movie?
Atlantis is a Disney.
Yeah, it's an old one.
I like Atlantis.
That's a fire movie.
I never saw all the way through. Anastasia was a good one too.
I don't think Anastasia was Disney or Pixar.
It was on some other shit.
Really?
I thought it was Disney.
It was one of them low budget.
Anastasia wasn't Disney or Pixar.
Damn.
What's The Prince of Egypt? Is that Disney?
No, that was DreamWorks.
Yeah, it's DreamWorks.
That shit's fire.
DreamWorks.
All the religious DreamWorks.
DreamWorks got some fucking bangers.
DreamWorks got that heat.
Yeah.
But with this bracket, so it came down to eventually Mulan won from the one side, and Monsters, Inc. won from the other side. And they had Monsters, Inc. winning it all as the best Disney movie.
Damn, Monsters, Inc. Fuck.
Monsters, Inc. That was a sleeper right there.
Yeah, but Mulan, I might pick Mulan. Mulan, the story and the soundtrack, Mulan all together, like, come on.
Mulan soundtrack had...
Mulan had an easy way to get to the final.
Nah, it did have a fire soundtrack. Because it had three bangers.
Nah, come on.
Mulan is different. And then Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. This is how Mulan made it to the finals. It was on this side of the bracket, it was Mulan, Zootopia, Beauty and the Beast, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Zootopia is fire.
Zootopia is the most layered.
Yes, super layered
I've ever seen in my life. It blew my mind. I was like, this is the deepest shit I've ever seen in my life.
That shit was crazy.
Hey, are we really talking about police brutality right now?
Yes.
And racism and classism?
In a Disney movie with fucking animals?
They cut the check for this?
Yeah. Genius.
That shit's fire.
They said prey versus predators, and predators always be about white.
I might go home and watch it.
I gotta watch Sing.
You ever seen Sing?
Sing is good.
No, what is that?
Sing was good.
It's just
Sing?
Yeah, it's called Sing.
No, thank you.
It's good.
Off the name, no, thank you.
It's good.
Sing?
It's good. It is good.
Not creative at all. I can't believe you don't fuck with Lady and the Tramp. That is top tier.
I've actually never seen that all the way through.
Ooh, that shit's fire. Lady and the Tramp is fire.
That was a good old fire Disney movie.
What?
Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound.
I've never seen all the way through either.
And then Oliver and Company.
Yeah.
I've
heard
of it.
What's the other one? Aristocats? Is that one too?
Aristocats.
Damn, they're all coming back.
Yo, Disney got.
Oh yeah, you know what? Oh,
this shit's fire.
This was a good bracket right here too. Well, this side. So it was Ratatouille versus Bugs Life.
Ratatouille should have fucking won.
Yeah, Bugs Life is.
They actually had Bugs Life winning that.
That's wild.
Well, I like Bugs Life more.
That's
Isn't
wild.
There another one called Ants, too? Ants. Who made Ants?
Ants garbage. Is better than
Nah, Ants wasn't Disney.
Ants is garbage.
Think so?
Ants was fire.
I like Ants. No, you're crazy.
You're wild.
Ants was dope.
No.
What?
It's like a knockoff Bugs Life.
Kind of.
I think Ants came out before Bugs Life.
I don't know.
It just might have.
Or it came out like the year after.
Either way. I feel like Bugs Life was
Ratatouille
better.
Was...
But Ratatouille is fire.
So Ratatouille is OD.
I gotta see that again. I haven't seen it in a while.
I just seen it like like last month.
For the first time?
No, I mean recently.
I wish Disney would make more movies with like people in them. Like all this animated stuff is cool, but I
that's
want like...
How, that's
like
the bread and butter.
I know, but
the only
like,
time they use people is like the little movie.
Their live action movies would be kind of trash.
They made fucking holes.
That's one. Most of them
yeah,
shit is
do some doo-doo. More.
We can't. That's like Kobe numbers, 3 for 30. Like that shit ain't good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible percentages over here. But yeah, they actually have Monsters Inc. winning it all. I don't think I would have done that.
No.
I'm a classic dude, so I think I probably would have had Lion King winning it all.
Was Happy Feet Disney?
Was it?
I don't think so. I think it was DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it might have been.
What's the one with the? It's like in the like dinosaur time.
Oh, The Land Before Time?
It's not that though.
The Good Dinosaur?
No.
Because that's the one.
It's in like the Ice Age. It's in like the Ice Age.
Is that what it's called? It's called Ice Age.
Ice Age. It's in the ice. Are you high?
Are you on that?
During
dope?
The Ice Age. You on that wet?
I forgot.
You on that smiggity smack?
Smackington?
I forgot. That's funny. That movie sucked. I didn't like that movie.
Ice Age?
Yeah, I didn't like
what?
Ice
Age. Oh, the first one was good.
No.
But then they made like seven more. Then yeah, that's what they need to relax.
They played it out.
No, that was whack.
Are you serious?
Damn, I love Disney.
Me too.
I shouldn't.
I want to go.
Trash.
I heard he was anti-Semitic.
He was, and he was racist. You ever see the original Disney, like...
Hey, man,
like
sometimes...
Like, in the beginning, Mickey Mouse and blackface?
Yeah. All them cartoons
Everything
racist.
Is.
Yeah.
Sometimes good stuff be racist. Sometimes they be a little sexist. Sometimes they be a little homophobic. You
it's
gotta,
so crazy.
You know what I mean? You got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. I mean, that's our history, unfortunately.
It is. That's our history.
Yeah, like, it is.
Like, all jokes, that's just how
it is. Just don't do that shit now.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
I swear to God, don't do that shit now.
Don't do that shit now.
I swear to God.
Fuck you up, nigga.
Don't let your ancestors get you fucked.
Oh, I hate people like that.
Yeah, right?
Oh, the blabbity
Don't let your president get you fucked up.
The blabbity blacks are the worst.
Blabbity
blacks. Can we talk about it? Because them niggas are annoying.
Well, how do you define it?
I define it as people... Okay.
I define it as... You know who they are? What? They're the people who are like, Jill Scott been a freak. It's them niggas.
She did been a freak, though.
She has been a freak.
I feel like it's very...
Have you listened to the lyrics of Crown Royal?
I think you were reading them.
That's a different song. Crown Royal?
I don't remember how that song
goes. I mean, let me read you the lyrics of Crown
What's
Royal.
What's the song she has with the...
Who the fuck?
Paul Wall.
She has a song with Paul Wall.
Yes. What's that song?
Jill Scott and Paul
yes,
Wall.
Yes, and that song is fire.
Listen to this. Your hands on my hips pull me right back to you.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Catch that thrust.
I know the song.
Give it right back to you. Yeah. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you.
Yeah,
you
I know
grab
the song,
my
yeah.
bridge, arch my back high for you. Oh, my God. Damn.
Yeah.
She nasty.
Oh, man.
Shout out Jill. Love Jill.
Yeah, shout out to Jill and the freak she is.
And that throat.
And her new nan throat. I mean, her throat got like the new nans.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to call her.
You see how somebody put a six pack on his neck.
What?
Like, put abs on his
abdominal
neck?
Abdominal muscles.
Yo.
Somebody put lyrics and be like, I'll show you how that neck, and it was a picture of him. I'll show you how that neck works.
Somebody put his face over Shrek's face, and they just called it neck.
Somebody commented like, I heard he has Noonan syndrome. It's a disease, and that's so unnecessary.
Unnecessary?
People are fucked up.
Unnecessary.
People don't care about you when you're a criminal.
Oh, yeah, when you're a criminal.
Unfortunately.
Fuck you.
Even though the system is a... You know,
oh God! Was
modern
Mary
day slavery.
Poppins a Disney movie? I just thought about that too.
I don't
think
so.
Huh?
Mary Poppins? That's not Disney.
Not sure.
Mary Poppins is
popping.
That's a GOAT movie. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody seen any good movies recently? No?
I saw Creed 2 two nights
ago. Is Creed 2
last good? Last night.
I heard it's good.
That shit was tough.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. My movie Jordan was getting fucked up. He was getting his ass whooped.
Damn.
Getting his ass whooped. A lot.
Damn.
So. And the only reason I know that is because I actually saw the behind the scenes. Yeah, I saw the behind the scenes. He was actually like, he takes the punches. He's his own stuntman.
All right, but he watched. Really getting beat up. I'm sorry for spoiler alert for y'all.
No. I didn't see it yet.
But he's getting okay.
But you didn't see the first one?
No.
Oh.
You didn't see either one?
Well, just know he.
I'm gonna tell you one time.
He's a fighter. So
Tessa Thompson's is that the chick's name?
Yeah.
She's a great actress. But when
that's
she,
Janelle Monáe's
my god, bro!
No?
Huh?
Janelle Monáe's girlfriend? She's Janelle Monáe's girlfriend, right?
All right, is she?
Or is it not confirmed?
It's about time she came out.
Yeah, right. We knew she was out here licking carpets.
Oh, Janelle been like the puss.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
How is it obvious, guys?
You can tell.
You see that one video she put out with all
the
bitches?
She looked like
she wasn't in heaven.
You can just tell.
But she had already said it before. I thought you were talking about Tessa.
I didn't know Tessa was down for that.
Yeah. In the movie, she's supposed to be from Philly, and she
oh
says,
my god.
She says John. She said it one time in this one too, and it was so.
It is disgusting.
It sounds horrible.
It's so forced.
So bad.
The way she says John is just.
She says John like somebody from fucking Kentucky.
Yeah, and so unnecessary.
Like how?
It's bad. She'd be like, I want a cheesesteak, and give me that John over there.
The way she says it, it's just not natural at all.
Wait, guys, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
It's completely unrelated, but I just thought about it.
Okay.
I've been asking all my male friends.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It's going to challenge my masculinity.
No, it's not. Ahead. I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys have a threesome with your girlfriend?
Fuck no. Is it another nigga? Is it another nigga there?
Okay, hold on. Let me finish the question. Or would you be in an open relationship? Go ahead. Now I
want to
know.
A threesome with another dude or open relationship?
Just any type of threesome.
No, I need to know what kind of threesome it is.
Why?
Because I don't want another nigga there. I'm sorry. I'm disgustingly selfish in that matter. Sorry.
Interesting.
I'll admit that. I wouldn't want to have a threesome with another dude.
I'll admit that.
But with another girl, you'll be down?
Yeah.
I'll be more obliged to say yes.
Yes.
But obviously, sorry. If she doesn't want to do that, then.
If she doesn't, then okay. But all right. Like, nigga, if you even give me the choice of ice creams, and I say I like vanilla.
And you say, what about this dick flavor?
You're not doing it.
what about cock flavor?
But you're not doing
what about this dick and your girlfriend flavor?
But you're not doing anything with the man, no.
What the fuck? She's fucking my girl.
Yeah.
Okay, in the same scenario would be the girl fucking you.
I'm sorry. That's the way I like it.
That's just the way of the patriarchy, baby.
It's not even patriarchy. It's just like, I want that. Me. As a selfish human.
Selfish,
listen,
yeah.
It is selfish.
But what if your girl is like.
If she comes to me and asks what?
Would you be obliged to,
What if I have a friend. What if you were like, yo, let's have a threesome with a girl. She's like, all right, I'm down if we can have one with a dude.
All right, find somebody. You're like, all right. And she bring,
my name's Tyrone. We don't have to have threesomes. That's fine. none of us have to have none. That's great.
Yeah. Interesting. It just don't have to happen.
Because I enjoy you anyway, but we're good. We're cool. We'll find another way to do things.
Would you guys be in an open relationship?
No.
Why?
I'm about exclusivity.
Monogamy? Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think I would want to do the open relationship thing either. That just seems like
I don't mean to sound brash, but I like to know what's mine is mine.
Interesting. Okay.
I feel that. I couldn't be in an open relationship. That just sounds like it's too much.
I honor it the same way. Like, I don't do extracurricular. Like.
Mm-hmm.
If I've told you we've made this decision, we're going to do this and be together, then I will honor that because I care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on the side where your feelings don't get considered. And I'll say it probably has traumatized me, and I would never want to put anybody through that or experience that again. So, yes, monogamy is my thing.
Respect it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Same. I'm not about to
You guys think that's natural to be monogamous?
Probably not.
We it's man-made.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We probably created it.
Sure, I think it's possible, though.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's possible.
It is. Like anything, you just got to work at it. Our humans, honestly, sometimes I feel like that natural thing, I feel like it's a cop-out. People don't want to put the work in to be monogamous.
Listen, man. Temptation.
I feel like
real.
At our core,
I respect that.
But at our core, we are animals, and I guess
we're
supposed to like. Well, a lot of animals are monogamous too, but I don't know.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah. What about you? Would you want? Would you be in an open relationship?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You do, you could handle that?
Yeah.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I don't think I could. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends. I feel like it would depend.
I don't know. I feel like that when you do that, I feel like there's a lot of extra rules you have to have in place.
That's very true. That's true.
Then now you got to see, are they honoring those rules?
Are they honoring the rules? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your safety.
Your safe now. Your safety's at risk.
Yeah.
Even your safety's at risk because your girl, boy, whatever. If you're in a single monogamous, they can just cheat on you. But if they choose to honor that, then if all things are perfect and they choose to honor a monogamous relationship, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Now when you do an open relationship, ugh.
Yeah. But people in open relationships don't usually be wildin', though. At least the people I know in open relationships. They don't be wildin'.
I guess not.
I never met anybody in open relationships.
I don't know anybody.
As far
they
as
don't
as
be wildin'.
Maybe I do.
No. But like, if they want to like do something with somebody else, like they'll text their girl or like their dude and they'll be like, yo. They'll be like, okay.
Wow.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah, it is interesting. I've never pictured that scenario of getting that text message.
I'm not super opposed to it, but it's just interesting.
Yo, I'm finna bust some cheeks tonight. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Okay.
Dude, that's crazy. Nah. And then you go
imagine
to sleep.
Getting that text from your girl.
You think I'm going to go to sleep after that?
Like, are your girl text you like,
I'm
with this dude tonight.
They're not going to say it like
I'm
that.
I'm about to get dicked
either
down.
Way, you just don't know.
But that's how you're
going to
read it.
You know what's going down.
They might
imagine,
say that.
Imagine getting a text from your girl saying, yo, I'm about to get fucked.
Well, if you agree to it, you're like, all right.
And then you have to go to sleep.
You got to go to bed.
You have
to
sleep.
That's where you go pick him up afterwards.
What kind of sick world is that?
You put your cummy panties on my car seat? You fucking bitch.
You sit on a towel. You sit on this towel.
Put these extra pair of pants on.
Put these big ass sweatpants on, you fucking goof.
You fucking slut. Are you kidding me? Oh, God.
Mike, you don't have to say slut.
Put this trash bag on. Yeah,
fucking dingus,
you damn gutter snipe. The fuck is wrong
the
with
fuck
you?
Out of here. Fuck,
you nigga give you dick, but he couldn't give you a ride.
Yeah, he couldn't give you a ride
this
back.
Who you fucking
yeah,
with?
He couldn't give you an
this
Uber.
Who you fucking with?
Is this what we doing? You fucking down, not up.
You fucking down, huh? Oh, nigga, he don't got a cup.
Oh,
this is
wow.
Mama's.
Wow.
What the fuck?
See, you didn't even say all that. But what if you also you had sex with someone else too? Y'all both do your thing, and then you just meet up.
Well, that's
at the
just
end
my
the
business.
It's like, that sounds like a soup of nastiness. I'm bringing
like
in foreign objects.
Y'all just both get
in foreign objects.
And then foreign objects, you protect yourself.
And then you get in the bed.
How do I know that?
Because you would have trust. You would have to have trust and an agreement. Within that open relationship.
That's too many variables.
It is a lot of variables.
I don't like extra variables.
I feel you. Man. I respect it.
Not everybody can be Will and Jada.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking weird.
They said they weren't.
They fucking
I don't know
shit.
What to believe.
They
and
both,
they talk, both, they said they weren't.
They both fucking this shit out of August Salcina.
Yeah, she's definitely piping.
What?
She's definitely letting him
you bite. Didn't see that post?
No, I did, but why did you?
You know. Shit. I'm not,
that was so weird.
They be having August Salcina in the dungeon.
Oh,
with
man.
With the plush seats.
With the mask
everything
on.
Is... with the cat
with
mask.
The dog mask with the pointy nose.
This is where I remove myself from the
conversation. You started
this. Looking, we'll be having a riding crop.
I just wanted to know if y'all would...
We'll be making August Alcina act out Bad Boys 2. You ever been fucked by a man? You ever made love to a man?
You ever made love to a man?
Want to. And then they fuck.
Oh.
Well, I think that's so all we have.
Shout out to Bad Boys 3 coming out.
Nah, I'm not talking relationships.
No threesomes.
I can live without it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, most people don't have threesomes anyway, so I don't feel like I'm missing out on too much.
I'm happy and content with having sex with somebody.
One vagina is enough.
The same person for the rest of your life. If you marry them.
Yeah. If I marry them, that means I love them, then yes.
Pretty sure all vaginas feel the same on the inside.
No, they don't. Because there's some bad pussy out there.
What?
Let me tell you.
What? Can you explain?
You're so sad. You're
so bad pussy?
Like, I don't know.
Like,
yeah, I was about to say, I don't know.
It's not tight. It's not, doesn't really get wet like that, or it constantly gets dry. It's bad. Like, it was just one just, girl.
Is it their fault that it doesn't get wet?
I mean, you play that blame game shit all your life. I guess if you want a deflect game, your pussy's bad. it's
deflect that.
Yeah, deflect that. Deflect that dry Sahara Desert. But nah, like, she be around. It was just one girl. Yeah, it just was bad. It was just bad. It was just bad, bro. I would never, you know it's bad when you always gotta finish yourself off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yuck. Yeah, she was.
Interesting.
She was not delightful.
She was not delightful.
Interesting.
Yeah. You never got no bad dick before, dude?
I don't have sex.
No, that's where we're at. That's what the kind of podcast this is.
Mike looks so annoyed right now.
That's the kind of podcast this is.
Right, okay.
No, I don't do
that. Okay, I'm not going to put your business out there, but I know where you went to school. I know who you were associated with. I know who you chose to align yourself with. So sex was on the menu.
Nope.
sex
was on the menu.
And no. You have a hoop nose ring, so I know you know the way around a dick. So you can lie to me all you like, and you can lie to these guests all you like, but I'm not here for the bullshit. But I'll let you cook, though.
I'll let you cook.
I'll let you cook.
You have to take this one out.
No, I won't.
I knew you were.
But you know, I won't.
You know, you knew that.
But all that to say this, I have nothing else.
I have nothing else either.
Does anybody else have anything? No, no. Nothing
How
else.
How long did
say?
We talk for?
This is about an hour 47 minutes.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, man.
The big one, hefty.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hefty.
Real beefy.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Ew.
Nigga, where's the meat?
Nigga, where's the meat?
Send me that song. I love.
I don't have any of his songs. To be honest.
If he's from California,
you gotta just look up Blueface.
Yeah,
Blueface.
Guys, I love the West Coast like a lot.
You still believe in Dom Kennedy, don't you?
I went and saw him 2 weeks ago, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
His Philly show got canceled.
Did he just do the Yellow Album?
He got canceled? Why?
His Philly show. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Did he just do the Yellow Album?
He did. Yeah, he did like 5 joints off the Yellow Album. 3 songs from this new one.
I really wanted to get it together.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I can't tell because it was on.
The music apparently, hasn't been good lately.
His Philly show got canceled because he got to the venue and didn't like it, said he wasn't performing. And that was it.
Hmm.
Oh, you got a lot of nerve with the projects you've been putting out lately.
Yeah, right, with the poop you've been giving us.
You didn't like the last one?
I haven't listened to him in so long.
The last one is good. Yeah, he put out some stuff that I wasn't really feeling.
Stop.
That's what I'm saying. It was too much bad. It was too much
disappointment. He put out some stuff. I was like, this is not.
It was too much disappointment for me. I couldn't take it anymore.
But the very last one, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it was decent.
I enjoyed it.
But,
you know who never puts out a bad project?
Kendrick Lamar.
Currency.
He just had a baby.
Yeah, he did. I love him.
He did.
He's great.
He did. He's
cool.
He's
cool.
A great
artist.
He's great.
He just put out something with Freddie Gibbs, right? Fetty. Mm-hmm.
Fetty.
Yes.
Fire.
Fetty, yeah. Currency is my guy.
I love Currency.
He's
so
never
much.
Let me down.
Never.
Not one time.
Never.
And that nigga puts out 7 mixtapes a year.
A year, a month.
It's really not fucking even a ridiculous. Year.
Master P or something.
Like, how many ways are you gonna?
No limit
break. Like, how many ways are you gonna do it? But
he
finds a way. God damn it!
I never got into Currency like that.
You should.
Yeah, I should. Only time I listen to him, I listen to Wiz. So like Wiz and Currency.
They were in the studio together too, like a few days ago. They're great.
That was the only time I was really listening to him. It's not like I don't mind him. He's cool. Welcome to the meat show. All right, we out of here, dog?
Yeah, I think we're out of here.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who deserves a shout out.
Yes, people who deserve a shout out. Shelby and them. Garden App Clothing, Garden Apparel, NJ Apparel. Mm. Shout out to our boy Dal, Dalvin Digital. He's been helping us a lot with like our internet stuff, getting a website together.
Yep.
Merch shop. Shout out to him.
Yep. Shout out
For love.
Yeah. Shout out to Two Goobs in a Pod, our boy Ryan over there.
Word.
Boxhound Radio, our boy E, he had to leave. Shout out to him. We're definitely gonna collab with them soon. They cool as hell over there.
Lit.
Shout out to the Gumbo.
Hey. Thanks, guys.
Shout
out to so much.
Shout out to Noonan disease.
Shout out to that. Bring awareness to it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Syndrome.
Sure. It's a syndrome. It's a syndrome, Mike.
It's a syndrome.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We make the jokes about it, but still, it is a syndrome. Bring awareness to it. If there's anything that comes out of this situation, now people know what it is because I didn't know what it was. So,
and it's very necessary that you understand about it.
And that is the end of this. We'll see y'all next week.
Next week. We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
On the next episode.
On the next episode.
I'm telling y'all, y'all
going
next.
Oh, shit.
Make sure y'all... Make sure y'all listen. Catch us on our social media at NTSPod on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Not That Serious Pod on Instagram.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow us make sure you listen to us on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Yeah.
Listen, rate, subscribe, rate us 5 stars only. Mm-hmm. Drop a comment. Drop what's the shit? What did they say?
A rating,
what the fuck?
A comment?
An Apple, you'd be a like, review? A review, yes.
Jesus Christ. A goddamn motherfucking,
a review, you know what I mean? Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell that friend.
Yeah.
You trying to grow and people fucking with us.
So...
Thanks again to Nadir for coming out.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll see y'all again in 4 months.
Always.
Probably, yeah, right. The summertime.
That sounds about right. Again, we always love to have you come through.
Love you guys.
Love you more. Love you too. All right, y'all. See y'all when we see y'all again. Peace.